Joining us today, our guest is Lisa Matovich-Brook. She's a rancher, award-winning counselor, and a mindset coach. We're going to talk a little bit about stress today and some help that's available for us called the MSU Stress Reduction website. And nice to meet you, Lisa. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Really excited to be here today, Nick.
Thanks for taking a few minutes. Let's start, if you could. Give us a little bit of your background, if you would. Coming from ranching, I understand.
Yes, I'm from Grass Range, Montana.
All right.
My family has been there, like, one side over 100 and some years, and, yeah, the other side, too, homesteaded. So we've been in Grass Range a long time. I grew up on a ranch, and my husband and I still have a cattle ranch. We raise Angus cattle.
All right.
Yes, and then I have a counseling practice and a coaching practice in Billings. And I've been a counselor probably over 23 years, specializing in trauma, depression, anxiety and PTSD. I do EMDR therapy. It's really good for all of those. And I also am a mindset coach where I do mindfulness and help people to get towards their goals.
Yeah, Lisa, I was on your website. I had a question to ask you. Can you talk a little bit more about what a mindset coach is? What you do?
Well, my mindset and mindfulness is just helping change people's mindset. A lot of times people get so caught up in their negativity. They want to move forward in their business, but they can't. They don't need, like, counseling, the heavy-duty, you know, depression, their healthy well-being, but just helping them change the mindset, giving accountability, and finding things that are really holding them back in their life and helping them to get where they need to be.
You know, Lisa, with you being in the business, just wanted to ask you, too, with this COVID-19, whether it's the isolation from being in agriculture or unstable markets, the crop and stock prices, quite a few issues right now are regarding agriculture, isn't there? What do you hear?
Oh, yeah, terrible, you know. I know going through it because we live in Billings. I have a different, but we also have a house in Grass Range. And so we were up there all the time and, you know, listening to the radio and the prices and really, you know, and the COVID and how it hit the slaughter plants.
Yeah.
It was, you know, pretty devastating with the prices. And, you know, there's so much uncertainty because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, are they going to be able to, you know, open up, you know, packing? Are they going to be buying cattle, you know, normally? Plus the COVID, you know, everyone is wondering if they're going to get sick.
Yeah.
And then being a counselor, you know, they've sent out, we get different newsletters and some warnings, especially for dairy farmers and pork producers, and they might be suicidal and need help, you know, because they have had to, like, you know, some of them kill their own animals and dump milk. And so it's a really, really stressful time.
Lisa, so, if you could, can you tell us the difference between chronic stress and stress?
Well, stress is like when you're just stressed, you know, like I was stressed this morning because I was going to speak at the short term thing, but chronic stress is just when it's overwhelming, maybe financial stress every day, or living with a chronic illness, or sometimes people are, you know, doing both, have financial stress, may have a chronic illness, and it really takes a toll on the health. Chronic stress, like depression, 3 times more likely to have a heart attack. Mental health is something that, you know, I feel is really overlooked in Montana. You know, we're really up place where you pull yourself up the bootstraps, but you should be okay to reach out and get help.
All right, again, Lisa Matovich-Brook is our special guest. If we could, got a couple of minutes here, tell us what we can find and some of the help available at the MSU Stress Reduction website.
Well, it has all of the things. It has, like, are you stressed, what to do about it, measure your stress, COVID reset, you know, manage your stress, and, like, if you're suicidal, a number is to call. So that it's a really good one. And, MSU Extension Wellness Stress / Stress Management Farm Stress Clearinghouse.
All right. And it does have ways to manage stress on there. I know a lot of us are feeling that right now in one sense or another, I'm sure, as you talk to people.
Oh, yeah. My clients are coming in. I'm seeing most of them Zoom. I've had some in my office and very stressed, you know, with the George Floyd, you know, sadness, anger and what's happening, the COVID, a lot of stress. And so I always tell people just one first thing you do is take deep breaths and breathe into the count of 8 and breathe out. I do a lot of what I do is mindfulness. And when you're mindful, you're in the present moment. You're not worrying about the future. You're not worrying about the past. And it's a skill that you can even go on YouTube, and they have meditations and mindfulness that help with stress. Reaching out for help. If you need help, counseling shouldn't be taboo. Even talking to a friend, getting a hobby. And sometimes like there are medications that can help people if, you know, they have depression or anxiety. So, you know, we need to overcome that stigma if people do need to get help to reach out for it.
All right. Well, Lisa, we're out of time. Thanks for being my guest, and thanks for what you do for our farmers and ranchers. Again, if you could give that website one more time for those, maybe if they didn't catch it the first time.
It's msuextension.org/wellness/stress-management/Montana Farm Stress Clearinghouse.
All right. We will check it out. All right. Well, thanks for being our guest, and thanks for the great job out there and joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Again, Lisa Matovich-Brook, rancher, also award-winning counselor and mindset coach. Again, you can check it out, the MSU Stress Reduction website. I was